So I was very aware of his talent, his experience, and the ability. And when I had the opportunity, when you have the opportunity to bring someone of that caliber, that's a known commodity, someone that you've worked with, then you take that opportunity, and that's what I've done.
That's Chip Simmons talking to Channel 3 last night. He is, of course, the sheriff-elect and the currently the chief deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. He'll be the sheriff in January. Joining us now, the guy he was talking about, the chief of the Pensacola Police Department and a very, very good friend of Chip's, and also a friend of mine. We were in Leadership Pensacola in 2016, best class ever. Tommy Leiter joins us. Tommy, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, Andrew.
Hey, always good to have you. So news happened fast yesterday. You announced that you're going to retire. The sheriff's office announced that you're going to come over and work for him. Can you maybe just, I don't know, talk through this decision a little bit for people as they're hearing from you for the first time?
Yeah, so, you know, I've got just over 30 years. It doesn't feel early. I've had heard that you're retiring early. It's like, I've been over 30 years, working on 31 years, so it doesn't feel early, and it's that kind of bittersweet moment for me. I look back at the 30-year careers I have at Pensacola Police Department, and what I see, all my memories, it's the people and all the friendships that I've made, guys that I went to the academy with in 1989. It goes back that far. And you know, there's a camaraderie there in law enforcement that you don't really get anywhere else. Maybe in, you know, the military you hear about that. But the sweet part is I get to work for the Escambia County Sheriff's Department, and I've interacted with a lot of chiefs over my career as the Pensacola Police Department chief and as the assistant chief. And I got to tell you, Chip's the smartest guy I've ever worked for smartest guy in the business right now. So I'm excited about an opportunity to work for him. I understand his vision, the body cameras, the community engagement, the violent crimes. We're going to really hit the violent crimes on the street level, narcotics, push that out, and the federal task force partnerships, and then continue the partnership that we have with the Pensacola Police Department, probably, I would imagine, even stronger than it is right now. So it's going to be, it's a 53,000 residents in the city to Escambia County. It's a much larger venue for us, and you know, I'm just going right up Palafox Street, about a five-minute drive from the Pensacola Police Department, so I'm still very much engaged in law enforcement. I love what I do. I'm committed to the profession of policing, and I'm excited about an opportunity to work with the Sheriff's Department, the deputies out there. You know, I said it in an interview one time when I was working with the feds, as a cop to cop. I don't care what color uniform you are, you wear. We're all chasing the same bad guys. We're all doing the same job. And when I interact with these deputies, I get that same sense of commitment to duty, and I'm really excited for the opportunity to work with them.
I was surprised only on the timing, because I knew when you went into the drop program that I think you still have maybe about 2 or 3 years left in that. I assumed that once you got out of drop, that assuming Chip had won the election, that you were going to go work with him. But in moving now, I mean, you're giving up all those years of drop accumulated payments. I mean, you're taking a pretty substantial financial hit, unless I'm doing the calculations wrong. So why go now?
Yeah, calculations are wrong. So I'll still, you know, for those that don't understand the drop, it's a deferred retirement option program. So I'll draw my pension, essentially. It goes into this drop account. So once I retire, I'll draw my pension. I'm still going to get my pension. Instead of going in the drop account, it'll go into whatever investment I met with the financial planner yesterday, my wife and I. So I'll just invest it myself. I still get it. It's going into an investment. It's zero cost. When you look at the dollars, I didn't lose a penny of what I would have made in the drop. And then I'll just work at the Sheriff's Department on that salary. So it's not, keep in mind now, when I, again, I got 3 years and I'm young, I'm 51 years old, I feel young. And the opportunity to work at the Sheriff's Department is right now. And I can't guarantee that it will be there 2 years from now or 3 years from now. So I want to capitalize on that opportunity. And I'll say it again, I worked with Chip, I know Chip, I see his vision, I understand his vision, and I just, you know, I have two bosses now, and wonderful people, but I'll leave and I'll have one boss who happens to be a police officer who's a phenomenal leader, and I'm looking forward to that opportunity. So I see it as a win for me personally. I think it's a win for the county, and I think it can be a win for the city. We're in a good spot in the city of Pensacola with the command staff, the Pensacola Police Department. I have absolutely no concerns at all over Kevin Chrisman. He's my deputy chief. He's stepping up as acting chief, and I'm rooting for him. I'm hoping that he's competitive and that he'll be the next chief.
Yeah, I wanted wanted to ask you about that because I'm a little baffled by the announcement the mayor made yesterday because he said they're going to do a nationwide search, and I don't get that because the whole reason we did a nationwide search for a deputy chief was to find Kevin Christman, who is supposed to be your backup because you were in the drop program. I mean, I know it's not really your decision, but do we need to do a nationwide search just to find out that Christman is still the right person that we chose as the right person 6 months ago or whatever?
Yeah, it's probably a better question for the mayor, although I will say he was competitive when we did the national search for the assistant chief position, the deputy chief position, and he rose to the top. He was by far the best candidate. So he is definitely competitive. I would love to see him. You know, the easy answer is just to pick Kevin. I think, keep in mind, the mayor chooses him. It has to be confirmed by council.
Mm-hmm.
So then the question becomes, you know, do you question the process? Should there, if the process is we're going to promote him, or the process is we're going to do a national search and he's the best candidate for him, you can understand from a city council perspective what the better choice for them would be. I would love to see him pick Kevin. That's the reality of it is. But, you know, the decision to – I can understand the mayor's decision to do a national search. Let's just say that. And I do think that Kevin is competitive in a national search. He's competed before in it. And I'll say it again, I think he's ready. He could step into that office today, and he will for the next couple months while they find, you know, where they search for the next chief, and I think he's going to hit a grand slam. I know he is.
I know one of the questions that some people have kind of been asking me is, well, okay, if Tommy's leaving, is he going to take anybody else with him? Are there any other officers that you expect to move over to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office?
Keep in mind, Sheriff-elect Chip Simmons is the boss, so those are questions for him.
But you know the guys at PPD, you know? I mean, he knows them too, having been the former chief and your boss, but...
Yeah, I think he's, you know, he's very... He looks at everything, so I don't know that it's safe to comment on that question. For me,
okay.
I think that's a better question for Chip.
All right, fair enough. And you're right, I mean, the mayor's team at account. You know, you worked over an agency that had to recover from accreditation being lapsed under the former administration. You took over. You got, you know, rifles for all the deputies. You obviously were involved heavily in the rollout of the cameras, the body cameras. You know, you've also worked on the drone expansion of that program. When you look back, what's the thing that stands out to you that you're the most proud of?
I think when I started as the chief, it was a lot of the external that we were looking at, and we were excited about that. But over the last year, 18 months or so, with the pushback in law enforcement and what you see on a national level, and the mental health, when we looked at, forced us to look internal at the officers, and really, you know, our most valuable asset are our police officers, and I love going to work with them, and I respect everything that they do. So for me, it's that officer wellness program that we really started to kick off, and it wasn't just the mental health but the physical fitness component that we're working on. So that investment in our people, that inward look at what our most valuable asset, and we're looking at leadership engagement, or excuse me, training, all of the internal training that we're doing. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. So that's what I'm most proud of, is the investment in the officers and really treating them with the respect that they deserve, and investing in their full whole person, the mental health, the physical fitness, and then their career development. So that's really what I'm proud of the most. And I would like to mention, if I can, we just notified the public yesterday, but I notified my boss before I left, before I got married. So it was about mid-November when I let them know that I was leaving.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't show up on a Monday and say, hey, I'm leaving next week. And
yeah, I know you would never do that.
So we've been
at
it for... So, you know, they'll have, by the time I leave, it was right at just under 2 months, about 7 weeks. And then, of course, they'll have plenty of time. And I still don't feel like, I'll say it again, we are in a great spot at the Pensacola Police Department. Kevin Christman and the command staff that we have in place are phenomenal people, career law enforcement officers, still love what they do. So we're in a good spot right now.
And, you know, I'm kind of been thinking about this as a like an exit interview because with me being on vacation and, you know, the holidays coming up, I'm not going to get a chance to talk to you again on the air while you're still the police chief. So that's kind of how I was thinking about it. And that's why I wanted you to give a, you know, kind of your summary of your experience and what you did well. And anything that you're leaving unfinished that you really wanted to get done or anything that you look back on and think, man, I could have done that a lot better?
Yeah, I think that the traffic, traffic's still the biggest threat to public safety. I was looking heavily at red light cameras. I think that's has to be a part of the solution, is we're going to have to rely on some of that technology. And I started to engage that early on when the COVID hit. That just put a complete stop to it. Mm-hmm. So that's the only thing that I really feel like is still there, is that traffic safety. We've got to drive better, and we're not, and we can't write enough tickets. I don't have enough police officers to put at every intersection on every roadway. So I do think I would like to have seen that pushed a little bit farther. When you get into red light cameras, there's a lot of politics involved in it. I think there's a perception, it's public perception of that they're not fair. So that was an obstacle that we had just started to get over. So that's really the only thing looking back that I really had put on the top of my list was traffic enforcement. We had made a dent in it where we could see our numbers going down, and then it just everything that happened, we got sidetracked. So.
Absolutely. Well, first thing I want to say, Chief Leiter, is congratulations on your recent marriage. I know you and your wife are very, very happy and wonderful newlyweds. Second, I just want to say I appreciate having gotten to know you over the years. In fact, honestly, I think that one of the reasons that we have the law enforcement relationship that we have on this show, even with your agency and others, is because you and I knew each other when you were the assistant chief and we were in Leadership Pensacola together. So I really, really appreciate you in that regard. And again, in terms of the things that have been done under your administration, I think the list of accomplishments is pretty outstanding. We're looking forward to even greater things when you're over at the sheriff's office. So on behalf of the community, thank you for your time. Thank you for your service. And, of course, you get to keep doing it coming up here in January. But Chief of Police retiring now, Tommy Leiter, as always, thank you for the time, sir.
I appreciate you, Andrew. Thank you.